Blackstone Audio presents Drive by James Salas. To Ed McBain, Donald Westlake, and Larry Block, three great American writers. Chapter 1. Much later, as he sat with his back against an inside wall of a Motel 6 just north of Phoenix, watching the pool of blood lap toward him, Driver would wonder whether he had made a terrible mistake. Later still, of course, there'd be no doubt. But for now, Driver is, as they say, in the moment. And the moment includes this blood lapping toward him, the pressure of dawn's late light at windows and door, traffic sounds from the interstate nearby, the sound of someone weeping in the next room. The blood was coming from the woman, the one who called herself Blanche, and claimed to be from New Orleans even when everything about her except the put-on accent screamed East Coast. Bensonhurst, maybe, or some other far reach of Brooklyn. Blanche's shoulders lay across the bathroom door's threshold. Not much of her head left in there. He knew that. Their room was 212, second floor. Foundation and floors close enough to plumb that the pool of blood advanced slowly, tracing the contour of her body just as he had, moving toward him like an accusing finger. His arm hurt like a son of a bitch. This was the other thing he knew. It would be hurting a hell of a lot more soon. Driver realized then that he was holding his breath, listening for sirens, for the sound of people gathering on stairways or down in the parking lot, for the scramble of feet beyond the door. Once again,